From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It is Tuesday, March 18th, and I am Allison Stewart. Hanging solo today, Rachel Martin getting a little bit of well-deserved time off. I don't mind, though. I love this job. It's a great job. It's a dream job. I always wanted to be in broadcasting, except for a little while when I was a teenager, I wanted to be in politics. You know, I almost went to the Georgetown School of Foreign Service. I thought, you know, I want to be a governor because, you know, governors do great things. And I think I made the right career choice when I picked up the paper this morning and I saw what else governors do in their spare time. Apparently, new governor of New York just sworn in yesterday admits that he has had extramarital affairs, as has his wife. They've gone to counseling, so they're taking care of that. And then there's the former governor of my home state of New Jersey. I'm just going to read the headline on the paper. McGreevy confirms threesome report. Wife, estranged wife, denies it. There are these things called state budgets, people. They need taken care of. Maybe we could focus a little bit on the show today. How carefully do you read the labels on your medicine? How carefully does your doctor read them and the nurses in the hospital? We're asking this question because a lot of us saw this just amazing and upsetting, frankly, report on 60 Minutes this past Sunday. Actor Dennis Quaid, you know, very famous, well-known actor, he and his wife were on the show talking about this horrible thing that happened to them and their twins who were just born. They were given this tremendous overdose of heparin at the hospital because of a labeling mix-up. People not reading the labels, getting one dosage and an adult dosage confused with a child's dosage. We're going to follow up on this story about pharmaceutical labeling with someone from the Institute for Safe Medicine Practices. Also here at the BPP, just so you know how our day goes, we have two meetings every day. We have one at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time, but you know the best one's at 5 a.m. Yeah, that's pretty much the way it goes. Everybody hates meetings, right? Well, you know what? Let's not assume that. A friend of the show, Jared Sandberg, he writes the Cubicle Culture column for the Wall Street Journal. He found a study that says if you ask people what their ideal day at the office looks like, 2/3 of the people will say it includes a meeting or two. He'll help us analyze our love-hate meeting schizophrenia. And it's Tuesday, New Music Tuesday. Jacob, our director, and Ian, our producer, pretty excited about today's releases. New ones from Destroyer, The Kills, Be Your Own Pet, and Flo Rida. I'll explain that one a little bit later on. We'll also get today's headlines in just a minute. Laura Conaway is sitting in the news booth. But first, as race moving front and center in the presidential campaign, Barack Obama is preparing to take on the issue head on in a major campaign speech today. The Democratic senator will speak in Philadelphia later this morning, giving an address that his campaign is calling a comprehensive take on, quote, race, politics, and unifying our country, end quote. Obama's aides say he will address the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, his former pastor at the Trinity Uniter Church of Christ in Chicago. Reverend Wright officiated at Barack Obama's wedding, baptized his daughters, and reportedly inspired the title of one of Obama's books, The Audacity of Hope. Wright was also part of Obama's spiritual advisory committee that was until last Friday. Now, several of the Reverend's past statements have created controversy for Senator Obama. In Wright's first sermon after the September 11th attacks, he suggested the U.S. had a hand in it. And in 2003, he cursed America for its treatment of African Americans.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God America that's in the Bible for killing innocent people. God America for treating our citizens as less than human.
Obama says he was not in church that day that Wright made those comments. And earlier this month, the candidate responded to questions about his former pastor this way.
I don't think that my church is actually particularly controversial.
Later, Obama described Wright as, quote, an older uncle who sometimes will say things that I don't agree with. But his statements haven't stopped the questions from coming, and recent polls suggest that both Wright in particular and race in general remain issues for Obama. In a new Rasmussen poll, 56% of voters said Wright's comments made them less likely to vote for Obama, and 44% of Democrats said the same thing. And all of this takes place as Obama competes fiercely with Hillary Clinton for the support of working and middle-class white men who are likely to be pivotal in the April 22nd Pennsylvania primary. The Washington Post compared exit polls in Wisconsin, which Obama won, and Ohio, which he lost to Clinton, and found that many more working-class white men in Ohio cited race as a factor in their votes. So that brings us to today, when Obama promises to tackle the issue of race head-on in Pennsylvania, site of the next major primary. Now here's Laura Conaway with some more of today's headlines.